Welcome to Explore Riverside Weekly, the show that explores all the things that makes the City of Arts and Innovation a great place to live, work, and play. I'm Sharva Ingram.
And I'm Greg Lee, and today we have a special guest joining us in the studio to talk about the City of Riverside's economic development efforts, the newly hired economic development manager, Larry Voppel. Larry, your professional background includes planning and economic development positions in four cities, including serving as director of economic development for two of them, working as director of planning and entitlements for a private development company as well. So every show, we like to kick it off by just talking to our guests and having them tell us a little bit about themselves. So we won't talk about how you're dressed today. We're, it's a special Halloween edition. So Sharva's dressed as
80s. I'm an 80s girl. I'm going to go jazzercise in a minute.
Yes, and I'm in my Run DMC outfit. And Larry, you are dressed as?
As Woody from Cheers.
As Woody from Cheers. So that's... It's radio, so nobody really cares. But anyway, so tell us about it yourself, Larry.
Well, Woody was from Indiana. I'm from Illinois. And so I guess that's why I got cast as Woody.
Good. That's good.
So I come from Illinois. That's where I was born and I grew up. And all my professional experience thus far had been in Illinois, city planner for Peoria, and then up in the suburbs of Chicago working for communities of Naperville and Plainfield and Bartlett. Doing economic development, and
we're talking mega cities here, right?
Oh yeah,
1 million individuals.
Yeah,
if you combine them all together.
Well, if you combine them all together, you might get to the size of Riverside.
Okay.
Yeah, Naperville would have been the largest city. That is 150,000 people, but very suburban.
Okay,
and so. Coming to Riverside in Southern California, it's a great opportunity and a great challenge. Very excited to be here.
Winter time, so it's a good time to be here.
Absolutely.
You're not going to miss those cold winters back there.
Not at all.
Scraping your driveway,
none
your
of it.
Ice scraper.
Love it.
Did you toss it before you came?
I still have one because we enjoy, the kids and I enjoy snowboarding and skiing. So just in case we're up in the mountains and we get some snow, I still have the ice scraper.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be with us here on Explore Riverside Weekly. As you know, you have come to the most intelligent community for 2012. So what do you think about that?
It's very excited to be here. I'm not sure I fit in, but being so intelligent.
We've seen you. You fit in quite well, Justice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity for me professionally, and everyone's been so great in welcoming me to the community and off to a good start.
Well, good.
We're going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
A little pop quiz.
All right.
City managers listening, assistant city managers listening. So what is the city's definition of economic development?
I researched this as part of the interview process, and I love
put
the definition.
Put your phone down, Larry. Put your phone down. Stop Googling it.
I love the definition because it's simple, and I get asked all the time as an economic developer, what is economic development? And the city... defines it as helping businesses create jobs for our community.
All right.
And I love that definition, and that's what we do.
And why do you think, in your own words, economic development is so important to the city? You know, we've had a couple of folks here visiting, city manager, talk about economic development, talk about why it's important to them. Why do you think it's important to the city?
Yeah, it's important, I think, now more than ever as you come out of an economic downturn. So there's going to be a lot of competition for investment dollars and new businesses as they start up, as they grow, as they expand. And so economic development, a strong program, will put your efforts in front of the brokers and those decision makers so that they have the opportunity to choose Riverside. We basically are marketing the city, telling them that this is the place that you need to grow your business. And without that, basically you're just left with, well, if someone shows up, great. And if they don't, you know, what can we do about it? Well, the city's position is, no, we're going to be proactive and we're going to go out and try and recruit new businesses. We're also going to help our existing businesses grow. And we're going to be strategic about who we go after. So it's not just you get left with whomever shows up wanting to start a business. You actually go after the businesses that you want in your community, those that you target for recruitment because you think they fit in well or they're better paying jobs, those sorts of things. And so to have a strategic and proactive effort is essential, really, for a community to grow and prosper.
All right. So now you're here. You've been here, I think, in the job 6 weeks as economic development manager. Right. So what do you think so far? And really, what is your most significant, like kind of first off your checklist of things you want to see accomplished here in this new role?
Well, you know, get to know my team, which I've been doing over the last 6 weeks.
And I heard you got it. I heard you just have an incredible team.
It is the most amazing team.
Wow.
Every other manager in the city is jealous.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, they tell me that all the time, that I do have a good team. And so, you know, just kind of getting a handle on what the department and what the group is working on and focusing on our energies on more proactive things, trying to think big picture instead of sometimes getting caught in the day-to-day activities of putting out fires. We need to start looking at our economic development plan and how we're going to get those objectives met over the next, you know, 12 months. And so it's really trying to get those pieces together, making sure you got the right people working on the right things and, you know, just settling in and get going in the right direction.
So what skill sets do you see yourself bringing to the team? What is it that you think that you can really help the team go to the next level?
Yeah. Did you know you're going to be interviewed again?
No.
It is a radio show. Interviewing is part of the show, Darvin.
I think that, you know, what I bring to the table and to the team is, you know, part of my work experience. I talked about working in the city on the economic development front, but I also worked for a private developer, a land developer, and I was in charge of entitling land and getting it through the entitlement process through, you know, getting your special uses so that you can develop.
So for those that don't know what the entitlement process is, what does that mean?
Yeah. So basically, you know, get a property under contract so you have an option to purchase it and then sit down with the city or the county, wherever you're going to be developing, and get your approvals in place so that you can break ground and create this development. So I was in charge of that for a firm in the suburbs of Chicago. And then I left that to start my own commercial real estate firm. So I have that private sector experience and perspective that I bring to the team. And so I think that's helpful in so that the team has an understanding of what our clients are dealing with and what their needs are. And so we can better craft programs and initiatives knowing what their needs are, knowing how that will speak to them, how that will make their jobs easier, how it will go about, you know, making a path of least resistance to develop and bring investment into Riverside, as opposed to, you know, the other areas that people have many choices to take their investment. And so we want to make it an easy path for them in Riverside.
So really, you understand both sides of the house. You understand from the processing side as a city, but then you also understand the frustrations of, you know, having to go through the entitlement process and having to deal with actually the city's processes as well.
Right. And one of my jobs in Naperville, I was a development coordinator, which is very much like our business first initiative that we have here. And basically, you're that person where businesses who are having issues with getting through City Hall process, you can call one person and they can walk you through that. And so I understand, you know, what that means to have somebody that can kind of shepherd you through, especially if you're a first time developer or you're not even a developer, you're just a person who has a dream and wants to start a job and you don't know where to start. To have one person that you could call and take you through that process is, you know, very helpful. And maybe that'll set us apart as, you know, from some of the other cities that they could go to. So I think long range, our goal is to have a process that you don't need to be shepherded through, that, you know, getting a permit through City Hall is an easy process. And so our goal and our team can be more outreach, bringing people into the city, handing them off to community development, and then Al and his team, you know, take them through the process and we, you know, hand the baton off to them and they finish it up. So,
well, so we had Assistant City Manager Deanna Lorson in here,
right?
A little while ago. I think it's been like a month and a half or whatever, but she did touch on Business First. But for those who maybe missed that, could you talk a little bit more about Business First and kind of the reason we've put that into play?
Sure. We have basically, you know, with this new initiative of Scott Barber and the city manager, economic development is everybody's job. And so what we wanted to do is basically a concierge service, if you will, for businesses, in that they could, you know, kind of a one-stop shop, one phone number you have to remember. You can call our office, and Sherry, who is a business first liaison, will, you know, troubleshoot for you, problem solve, track issues down, track answers down, and get back to you, as opposed to, you know, doing the city hall shuffle from one floor to the next,
it's
or being transferred all over. Yes. So and that's, you know, it speaks volumes, just the can-do attitude around city hall, and how rare that is. And I think developers, if they're, you know, were to experience that, it's really a breath of fresh air to be able to have a city that, you know, isn't an adversarial role. It's, you know, you're here, you're our client, we want you to succeed. Yeah, you may not be able to do everything you want to do, but here's the problem and here's a solution. Here's a way we solve that, as opposed to just saying no.
And as a developer, that is a tangible thing that they appreciate, is not having to worry about the city process, is not having to have roadblocks in the way, and sort of knowing what's going to come. And if a problem does come, there's somebody there to help shepherd them through it. Right.
Right. I mean, you hear them say all the time, time is money,
right.
And it really is. And now that, you know, private investment is going to be flowing to those cities through the path of least resistance. So we want to make that as smooth a process, so that money, as the economy improves and we start to see some opportunities come for private investment, we want it flowing our way. And we want to make sure that we've got that infrastructure in place to do that.
Well, speaking of time, we're going to take a short...
Real quickly, though, I think it's mm-hmm. important to plug the website real quick. For those
yes.
who may be looking for more information on this or just want to know who to reach out to, exploreriverside.com. Click on the economic development section, and Business First is very easy to find. So you can definitely check out more about that there online.
Great plug. Exploreriverside.com. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion with Larry Voppel right here on Explore Riverside Weekly.
Enjoy the magic this holiday season in the millions of sparkling lights and hundreds of displays at the 20th annual Riverside Festival of Lights. Be a part of the holiday fun, which includes a beautifully decorated Mission Inn, entertainment, shopping, and dining along Main Street, and an outdoor ice skating rink where festival goers have a unique opportunity to skate under the stars and millions of twinkling holiday lights. Every Wednesday is family night, where four can skate for one low rate of $35. Ice skating rink is open every day except Christmas Day from now until January 5th. And new this year is the Artisans Collective, open Thursdays through Sundays during the festival. Artisans Collective is an innovative arts market that includes workshops and performance art for all to enjoy. Don't miss your opportunity to be part of this spectacular Riverside tradition. Festival of Lights begins November 23rd and runs until January 5th. For more information, visit RiversideFestivalOfLights.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
Hello, and welcome back to Explore Riverside Weekly. My name is Sharva Ingram, and I'm here with my co-host, Greg Lee, and our guest, Economic Development Manager, Larry Voppel. So, Larry, let's talk a little bit about what you see as the role of the Economic Development Team. What do you think they should be doing, and how does that benefit to the city?
Sure. Well, I think that I call it my ABCs of economic development. So the A would be an advocate for entrepreneurs. And so
Quick. Greg, are you taking notes?
Yeah, there will be a quiz.
You need to make sure that you know this for future
reference.
Where's
the mute button? Because I have something to say to you. Sorry.
Okay, A for advocate. I'm sorry.
S, advocate of entrepreneurs.
Hey, wait, actually, you know what? Now that you brought this up, because we do work for Larry, this is the first time I heard this AB.
See,
here you go.
Is
it's only been
new?
Here 6 weeks.
No, it was at City Council.
Was it?
Yeah.
When I was sitting in?
Dozing off, yeah.
Okay. All right.
We are advocates for entrepreneurs. And so we're out there, you know, entrepreneurs, sometimes it's like the loneliest job, right? Because you don't have an office. You don't have a team that you can bounce ideas off of and feed off of. So we need to be that for them. And so we're going about that in a couple different ways, actually, with... You know, the work, Greg, that you do with the startups and incubators, and just being there for it with the Business First when people call in and say, hey, I'm thinking about starting a business here in Riverside, and connecting them with some of our partners, with the SBDC and the other small business, the SBA for lending and things like that. The other part is a B, which is really a buddy to business, or Sherry doesn't like our teammate Sherry doesn't like the term ombudsman, but that's really what we are to business, in that, again, they need to be able to bounce ideas off of government and be able to, you know, go out for lunch and have that talk that can be tough to have at times when they need to be critical of some of the actions we're taking, or getting the city hall shuffle or whatever. We need to be open to that, and we need to encourage those discussions to happen. We need to be their ombudsman at city hall.
I do think the next step for YouTube should be to create a city hall shuffle.
A city hall shuffle? Is that a dance?
I think it could
be. Oh, that could be a little video.
A city hall. You know, I'm glad you're leaving, Charlotte. Okay.
All right. Buddy to businesses.
Yes. And then a champion for the community.
Champion.
Yeah. And this comes out in the way that we tell our story. Riverside has so much potential and so much going for it that we need to be out there, marketing that, telling people about the Riverside Renaissance, the almost $2 billion that have been spent in upgrading the infrastructure in the city, and the opportunities that exist here. I think as a newcomer, everything is, for me, is like fresh and exciting, and it's all new. And I've lived in places for, 10 years, and after 10 years, you forget about all the great little things that are all around you just because you see them every day. And so, I encourage Riversiders to look at things in a new way, in a fresh perspective, and there's a lot to be excited about. So we just need to be out there, and we're doing that. Next week we're having a luncheon in Orange County, meeting with brokers and developers down there, talking to them about why they should be investing in Riverside and the benefits of being out here. So we had one in LA a couple weeks ago. So that's how we go about being a champion. Every community has plenty of critics. What most communities lack are champions. And so we need to set the example in that regard and talk about the positive aspects of the city.
This is what I don't get, though. I mean, this is not brain science here.
It's not.
So why do so many cities struggle when it comes to economic development and meeting these ABCs? Advocate for entrepreneurs, buddy for business, and champion for the community. I mean, we're not talking about spending billions of dollars here. We're talking about some very basic things. So why do, in your experience, why do some cities struggle with that?
Some cities struggle because they lack a vision. They lack an identity. They don't know who they want to be. They want to be all things to all people, and they don't know where to draw the line and really go about choosing a destiny, or in our case, seizing our destiny, right? So we're not, and it all relates back to that. And I saw this, the seizing our destiny, as I was going through the interview process, and I'm like, this lines up exactly with the ABCs of economic development. I mean, it's about, doing all of these things to position your community to seize those opportunities and create their own destiny. There are plenty of communities who just are content with fate, and we'll let fate decide our outcome. And that's why I wanted this job so bad, is because I wanted to work for a community that was about creating their own destiny and not leaving it up to fate, or what the market may bear or whatever. Cities can be proactive, cities can be strategic, and I want to work for a community that does that, and Riverside is all about that. So
cool. Well, so you made the move from Illinois to California to come for this job. So what are some of the things that stood out to you about Riverside, or that you're starting to see as you're here and kind of getting to know the community and mm-hmm. getting in the role, and things that you're excited about that you would want to start communicating to other people?
Sure. The fact that the city owns its own utility, electric utility, is a huge advantage for us when it comes to economic development. And as a citizen, we pay some of the lowest rates in the area because of that. But the incentive programs that our electric utility has, and the ability to ebb and flow as the market changes, which a public like a Southern Edison can't do that because they have to go through the utility board and things like that. So we can react to market conditions better. We're more agile in that regard. And our rates are outstanding. And I think that sets us above some of the others. And then the fact that there are, you know, four colleges, one college, the City College, and then three universities with 40,000 college students in the city. That's a huge market. And that's something that I think a lot of people forget. And we need to do a better job of integrating those students into the community so that they're not just here and on campus, but they're here and they're integrated into the community. They're volunteering at service organizations. They're dining at our restaurants. They're shopping at our stores. And when they're gone for summer break or winter break, we miss them. They should be an integral part of the community. And there are all sorts of advantages from an economic development standpoint for us if we do that, and including just an internship program to where, you know, they're working in a business that they're thinking about, once I get my degree, this is kind of where I'm headed. Well, let's get them plugged in with the business. And then hopefully that turns into a job after graduation. And we can keep these college students, young, educated workforce here in Riverside instead of sending them to LA and Orange County. So, you know, we just need to do a better job of integrating that. And that's a huge opportunity that we have. And again, just our can-do attitude and those close bonds that the city shares with the Chamber of Commerce, the school districts, the universities, that network and that collaborative network that's in place takes a long time to build. And to have that already in place and all we have to do is go about strengthening that, that's a huge advantage for us.
So no regrets. You feel good about coming here?
Oh, yeah. No regrets at all. Thanks.
Especially winter coming up, right?
Right.
Definitely no regrets. It's 80 degrees outside right now. All right, so you're sitting down. You've got a client, a tech company, 200 employees sitting right across the table from you. What would you say to them is the most effective or the best reason to locate the Riverside? What's your sales pitch that you're going to give to them?
Well, it's really a combination. It's not one thing. It's here's our portfolio of reasons why you need to be here. So it's not only the fact that we have that infrastructure in place with the universities, the research university at UCR, and the opportunity there with the students and the faculty, but it also relates to the fact that we've got this workforce already here that you're able to tap. We've got a cost of living index below, you know, Orange County and LA, and so you're able to attract a young workforce because of that, and you know, just a full service city with the downtown and all those aspects that go along with quality of place, including, you know, a well-established and recently refurbished park system that provides, you know, families with great livability index. And we just, it's a full package that we're able to offer. And that's the great thing about it. It's not just one thing, like a location. A lot of communities just trying, well, we're located strategically. Well, you know, depending on where you are, I guess anyone could say that, right? So, but we have a lot going for us beyond location, beyond cost of living index. There's the universities and everything else going on. Plus, I would call you, Greg. You know, you are technology ombudsman.
I make the clothes.
You know, Greg Lee, our closer here. Right. Let me hand you off to Greg. Right.
Hand me off. It's a car sale. I'm a finance guy coming in to close the deal.
Sell that extended warranty, will you?
Well, we're running out of time. I only have a minute here. Any last words that you want to say about the Riverside, about being here?
Yeah, well, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm really excited to be here. And it's just all the potential and opportunity that's here. And our team is great and in place. And I'm privileged to be a part of your guys' team and working with you. And I know we're going to do great things together. So it's going to be fun, and we're going to have some great accomplishments.
Awesome. Well, I have to say real quickly, I like what you said previously, because I know when I first got here, a lot of people talk about Riverside as a location, like, oh, you're only 60 miles from this or 30 miles from that. But to really turn that around and start thinking about how far are these things from Riverside and making Riverside the key point there. So I like that focus. All right. Well, that's all the time we have on this edition of Explore Riverside Weekly. So I want to thank Larry Bopple. We've not been saying that right. I'm so sorry. Bopple. As well as my co-host, Greg Lee, for joining me today. Tune in to Explore Riverside Weekly every Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Brought to you by the City of Riverside. Visit us on the web at exploreriverside.com.